Organize Me Radio, episode 63, Side Hustle Spotlight, Magnificent Candles. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the creator of Magnificent Candles. Please welcome Siobhan Chapman. Welcome, Siobhan.
Hi, how are you today?
I am so good now that I'm chatting with you. I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about your process and how you created the why you created your candles. So can you tell us a little bit more about that? Why did you create candles?
I created my candles because of my husband. He wears great colognes. I love colognes that smell really good. And when he was like, hey, you making candles, won't you, you know, make some dupe colognes? Like dupe is like a duplication of a cologne. Like he has Prada. Then I can find a fragrance oil for Prada and make those oils. So I made them because of him. And my best friend kept pushing me and urging me to do the candle line so I can have my candles go with her body care products. So that's how I got involved.
So disclaimer, Siobhan's husband is my brother. So just put that out there. That's my brother. So Rushing inspired you to make the candles. What were you doing before you decided to create these candles?
I've been retired for 4 years. So I was just sitting here at home and making sure home was taken care of. Gianna was good. And I didn't really have much to do. So you know, I got in like in this depressed state and I wanted to find something that keeps my mind occupied and calms me down as well. And that's why I was doing candles as well.
So you retired from the military. So you retired from the military for 4 years. And I completely understand, you know, not knowing, like, you know, having that a moment where you're not sure, like, what your next move is.
And yes.
That nature. But I think it's great that you channeled that into making candles because the candles smell so good. So when you decided to create these candles, what was the process like for getting started?
Girl, I did not know at the beginning. When I say I was winging it, I was winging it. So I was on, you know, the Facebook had candle groups and all this stuff. And I had got with two candle groups, Black Candle Makers Club and Black Sunflower Academy. And I would look at her videos and like, what's the process to get them and all that stuff. So I learned like, okay, you got to get your EIN, you got to get your LLC. Then from there, the challenge was getting the candle jars, the wax, the fragrance oils, the wicks, because every candle that I had to make, I had to test them. So if I had, I had a lot of hiccups at the beginning. So I was spending so much money. I mean, it didn't bother me, but I was just spending a lot of unnecessary money that I didn't have to. So it was crazy, but I enjoyed that challenge.
So it's funny because the same with me, like starting an organizing business, I didn't know what I was doing. It's like, great, okay, I need to figure this out. Like, where could I go to find this information? Oh yeah, I need an EIN number. Oh, I have to file with the Secretary of State. Oh, I have to do this. Yeah. Oh, I have to do that, you know? So it's funny. But the difference between mine and yours is that yours is an actual product, right? So how did you decide on the name? And what made you decide to cater to men for a candle? I know you said Rasheen was your inspiration, but you only do candles for men, right?
No, I do candles for everybody. The main focus for Magnificent Candles is man. So they know that it's fragrances that are like the musk, the earthy scents, the bergamots, the neroli, like scents that men like. And since there's been a lot of men that I know that would like candles, and you know, they get tired of the big brands and they want candles that smell like musk or similar to colognes they wear. And you know, and I've been introduced to a lot of women who love the same scents that I love as well. You know, and I'm just trying to get those out there because men don't have much of an option when they go to the big brand stores. And so when they see my candles, they smell it and they're just like, they go crazy over here. You know, so I want to get them out there. And, you know, I got one gentleman in Atlanta, as a matter of fact, Jada Prince. He's a singer out there. He's an artist and a book writer, and he promotes my candles on my website as well. And he loves my candles.
I love that. You know, I think it's funny because when you think of like men's cologne, I mean, there's nothing like a good smelling man, you know. Of course, there are some that might overdo it, right?
But oh God.
But you know, when it's just enough, there's nothing like a good smelling man. But it makes me wonder, do you have a lot of men purchasing your candles, or is it women who want to smell a man's cologne, or is it women purchasing for their men? Because I know for me, it would be because I want to smell a man's cologne. But you tell me.
Well, men do purchase my candles, but a lot of women here, when I do the vendor events, they're the main ones purchasing the candles because they, you know, they're like, you know, I don't want a man, but I want to smell like there's a man in my house, you know, and all that stuff when I have company over, you know. But mostly women here in Kansas purchase the candles, and the handful of men that I do have, they wait until I have my vendor event every year to restock up on their candles.
So then what types of scents do you provide for women?
Well, for the candles that I have right now, like some of them have sage, some of them have lavender. Like all that jazz. I get a lot of women who like vanilla.
I love vanilla.
Yeah, this I got one called All That Jazz. It has vanilla, pink pepper, neroli, rum absolute, and then like a tobacco leaf. But don't let the tobacco leaf fool you because it don't smell like tobacco. You know? Well, one scent that I had was His Peace. That one was lavender, and that one had the scent of Fabuloso on top of it as well. So the scents that I do have, a lot of women do like those scents as well. So I really don't like to put, well, what type of scents do you have with women and what type of scents do you have for men? Because overall, my fragrances can go to anybody that likes just candles, period, and like a good smelling, relaxing candle.
So what's your favorite scent? And then what's the best selling scent?
My favorite scent is All That Jazz.
And explained that, what was in All That Jazz to us, right?
And All That Jazz had vanilla, pink pepper, neroli, rum absolute, and tobacco leaf. And the best selling one, I don't know if I can say that word, but it's a Tom Ford dupe fragrance oil. It's called Effin' Fabulous. So they love that because that's an actual dupe of a cologne that a lot of men wear.
So what's been the biggest struggle when it comes to your business and, you know, starting your business, making these candles?
My biggest struggle is the marketing. I'm still learning all of that. And so I'm a part of the Black Sunflower Academy with the CEO, Jasmine. And so she has she is not a gatekeeper. She has everything written out, like what all questions, like what you should be thinking about, what you should be doing. You know, she gives us a lot of information to help us grow our business because she grew hers during the pandemic, you know, without spending any of her money. So she has an amazing journey. So that's my biggest struggle is really marketing. Cause I could talk all day once you get me started, but it's the marketing that I have a problem with.
How are you able to overcome it? Is it joining that group? What kind of tips are you gaining from that?
It's a lot of tips. She teaches us, like I said, how to market, how to find your target audience, know what your target audience likes. It's her site is very big and overwhelming, but it's just a lot of information. I can't really explain it unless I can pull up the website and talk to you about it and stuff, but it's like every step of the candle making process, from not spending your money to where to, she tells us where to get our products, where we can, what she suggests, and what, you know, even her opinions are, because some stuff works for her, some stuff works for others.
So where do you sell your candles, and where can people purchase if they're not in your area?
Well, I sell my candles here locally in Kansas when I have vendor events. And if they're not in my area, they can go to my website. I have a website for my candle business. And I also have an Instagram. My Instagram is magnificent_candles, MANIFISCENT _candles. And my website itself is www.man-ificentcandles.com.
Okay, so since this is Organize Me Radio, I have to ask, what are your favorite organizing products?
My shelves. I love my shelves. I have shelves specifically for my candle jars after I make them. And that's how I keep my inventory, because, you know, the shelves are like, what, a 2x2? And I can store each of my fragrances in each little square. Then I have this huge shelving unit, like very durable shelving unit, in my garage where I keep all my empty jars, my packaging, my bags, like everything else. I keep that storage in my can. Like, I got my whole wall just made to myself in my garage for all my products to keep inventory on and keep track of them and to keep the garage from being cluttered.
So I'm curious.
Because I can't stand clutter. Don't get me wrong. I can't stand clutter.
So I'm curious to know, you mentioned all the things that you have, like all the inventory you have for your candles. How long from start to finish does it take when you're actually making these candles?
Well, I don't know if you can see, I have this a huge digiboil. And depending on how much I fill that up, it takes about over 2 to 3 hours for it to melt down.
Okay.
And then from there, You have to make the fragrance oil, right? I measure the fragrance oil, then I measure the wax, and I get those organized. And then from there, I pour the fragrance in, and then the candle has to sit. So depending on your environment, your candle environment has to be perfectly right. So you can't have it too hot. You can't have it too cold, because if it's too cold, then it's going to start to have sinkholes in it. Mm. You know, so if I just make one right now, I can be like done in like 5 minutes, but for it to set and for it to cure, that would be 2 weeks. Mm. So that's how long it takes. And then it depends on how much candles I'm making. Mm. So if I want to make like 5 candles, it'll be quick, but I got to make sure it's right. Cause when I test them, I got to make sure I smell them. So it just depends. It's quick to make at the beginning. The part of my candles with a soy wax candle, mm-hmm. you have to let it sit. It has to sit like cure for like 2 weeks. And I don't like to put my candles out there if I haven't cured them.
Gotcha. And do you make them, when you take online orders, do you make your candles to order, or do you have a bunch that are just stored?
I did have a bunch at the beginning. Which was a bad idea, because I wasn't selling any. You know, once I got started, I wasn't selling it. I thought I had to have a huge inventory to have them. So I'm small batch. I do small batches. I do keep like 5 of each fragrance on the shelf just in case. But 30s and 40s, I'm not doing that no more. So,
Okay. All right. So one other thing I would love to know, what is your greatest professional achievement? This could be with your current business. This could be with your previous employment. What's your greatest achievement?
My husband says I have a lot of achievements, and I'm like, those aren't achievements to me. But like my husband says, you know, I have my bachelor's degree. I did 20 years in the military. I started a business clueless about it. So, you know, I've accomplished a lot. A lot of people haven't accomplished as much as I've accomplished, you know, and that right there, he still pushes that in me. Is that's my biggest achievement, just overall, the army, 20 years in the army, and starting the business are my main two big ones.
Those are definitely achievements. So don't ever let anyone tell you they're not. And you yourself shouldn't think that they are not, because they are definitely great achievements.
Well, I'm kind of humble with certain stuff, so it's just like,
But
yeah.
it's okay to toot your own horn too, okay? Because if you don't, you know who's gonna do it for you.
Yeah, but I usually think that's called bragging, and my husband's like, no.
Girl, not in the age of social media, okay? Everyone brags about something, and you know, a lot of times it's not as a
Some stuff that they brag about don't need to be bragged about.
right, okay? Everyone brags about something. So I'm just gonna say it like that and keep
Yeah,
it there.
you're right.
Siobhan, thank you so much for telling us about your business, Magnificent Candles. Can you tell everybody how they can find out more information about you?
So if you want to find out any information about me, I put everything on my Instagram. I post videos of me making candles. You'll see my beginning stages of my marketing where I'm getting better at. I've learned some new tricks and stuff, but mainly Instagram, because you can see live videos of me talking or putting out like daily affirmations and all that stuff.
All right. Thank you, Siobhan. Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.